RadioCalusa.com.
Welcome to the November episode of A Garden Runs Through It, a podcast of the UC Master Gardener Program of Colusa County, produced by RadioCalusa.com. I'm Jerry Hernandez, your host and coordinator of the Colusa program. On today's episode, I'm joined with Master Gardeners Cynthia and Barbara. Cynthia, tell us about yourself.
I've been a Master Gardener for 10 years, and I enjoy working with the public, working out their gardening problems and just sharing ideas.
Thank you. Barbara, tell us about yourself.
Well, when I retired from teaching in 05, I actually looked around in different counties to find this program. I was inspired by all the articles in the Sacramento Bee over the years where the Master Gardeners of Sacramento looked like they had great programs going on. So I was really anxious to get started locally. Unfortunately, it took a few years before Colusa County developed a program, and I've been with them since. And I love learning about anything that grows outside.
Thank you, Barbara. First, let's talk about gardening chores and upcoming events. October is coming to an end, and November brings some gardening chores. What should we be doing in our garden this month?
I'm going to be talking about tips for fall garden chores using the information from the Master Gardening Guide in our monthly newsletter. First of all, fall is a good time to plant trees and shrubs here in the valley. The weather is cooler and it's not so hot and harsh. In October and early November, cool weather annuals such as pansies, violas, snapdragons, and stock can be transplanted now. Also, sweet pea seeds can be planted now. If you don't have a winter garden, consider planting a cover crop to be tilled in next spring. Direct CP seeds, peas, spinach, radishes, lettuce, and carrots now and into November. Also, transplants can be found in most nurseries for these veggies. Add compost to the beds that had annuals and vegetables you are pulling out before replanting. This is also time to dig, divide, and replant overgrown perennials that have finished blooming. Check your azaleas, camellias, and leaves for yellowing between veins. Apply chelated iron if this condition is present. Keep your compost bin covered with a plastic tarp when rains begin. It is also time to adjust your irrigation needs. Reduce the times of irrigation in the fall, and once it starts to rain, turn off your irrigation. Clean up fallen leaves and other plant debris and dispose of possible diseased materials. This is especially important with rose bushes. In the middle of November, you will want to fertilize the vegetables that you planted in October. Planting bulbs in the fall is a primary way to ensure early spring color in gardens and flower beds. We'll talk about that later. Once again, November is also a good time to plant your trees and shrubs.
I'm going to add a little bit more to that, Cynthia. Hopefully you have been pulling weeds all summer, but if you haven't, take a look around your yard and make sure all of your weeds are pulled. You will be so happy with yourself come spring. Also, it might be a good time to clean up your vines. Some of your vines may have died back as weather changes, so now's a good time to clean up your vines by pruning dead leaves. Many vines do best when cut back significantly in the fall or winter. So you may want to do a little research on the particular vines you have to see if you should cut them back to help them come back stronger in the spring. You also may want to remove any non-producing annuals if you've had annuals in the yard and they no longer are blooming, or vegetables that are no longer fruiting. You may want to clean up your garden and save water by removing them. This will also make room for your fall or winter garden or allow you to prepare soil for the next year. You may want to look around the yard and garden and see if there's any raised beds or fences that need repairing. It's a good time to get them painted or cleaned up. Also, if you had ever thought about maybe refiguring your garden, this would be the perfect time to do it. You may want to move some bushes or take out some bushes and think about a new way to improve the looks of your flower beds. You also, while you're pulling out your annuals, you also may want to save some of the seeds. Zinnias would be a good example of that. There are different requirements for saving seeds, so you may want to research a little bit and see which of your flowers would be best for saving seeds and the best method to do that. And then here's a good one. Clean and sharpen your garden tools. If you've been using your garden tools throughout the spring and summer, it is probably time to clean them, sharpen them, and see if anything needs to be cleaned or replaced. And here's what we all want to do in our extra time. Organize the garden shed. Or in my case, it would be organize the garden section of the garage. So most of us have been using our garden tools all spring and summer. And since we're often busy and it's hot, we toss our tools back into the garage or shed and we hurry on to the next thing to do on our list. But this would be a perfect time to get into there, get things organized, make our life easier for spring.
Thank you, Barbara and Cynthia. Upcoming UC Master Gardener events in the county. Visit our demonstration garden in Williams at the Education Village. The winter garden has been planted and you're invited to visit the garden at any time. We have peas, sweet peas for flowers, cauliflower, broccoli, kale, and some other stuff. We will be at the Education Village Community Resource Fair on November 6th from 10 to 2, and that's at 499 Marguerite in Williams. So come and see us. Cynthia and Barbara, what is your topic today?
We've decided to talk about planting fall bulbs. So summer is winding down and the weather is turning colder. The leaves will change colors and begin falling, and many of us feel sad because our gardening season is wrapping up. It doesn't have to be that way. Fall gardening can include more than yard cleanup and winter prep. Gardeners can get a jump start on early spring flowers by planting bulbs in the fall month. When temperatures begin to climb in the spring, colorful blooms will open up to bring life back to our yard. Planting bulbs in the fall is a primary way to ensure early spring color in the garden and flowers in the garden and flower bed. You can shop for bulbs at nurseries or online. However, shopping online does not necessarily guarantee high quality. You need to start with high quality specimens and shop early. Look for firm, plump bulbs with no soft spots and buy the largest bulbs you can find. You start by preparing the flower bed to make the soil light and friable. Bulbs need well-drained soil to keep them from being waterlogged and possibly rotting. If need be, work compost or sphagnum peat moss into the top 8 to 10 inches of soil. This will add organic matter and improve drainage. Determine the planting depth for each bulb type. The rule of thumb is 2 to 3 times as deep as the bulb is tall. Dig holes at the recommended planting depth with the roots down and the pointy side up. Specialized bulb planting tools can be purchased, but it's not necessary. If you are unsure which end of the bulb should go up, plant it on its side. Through a process called geotropism, roots will make their way down in the soil while the shoots grow up.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, they know which way to go. Fill in the hole with soil, tamping gently without packing the soil too much. Water well initially and avoid overwatering through the winter unless there is a very low amount of rain. Plant in groups or clumps for the most impact visually. Choose full sun locations in your garden or flower beds. If you have rodents, place a mesh or screen cage around the bulb to prevent critters from digging and chewing the bulbs. Add companion plants such as annuals with different bloom times and various heights and colors. This will extend color well past your spring garden. Leave the foliage of the bulbs in place until it turns yellow or brown. This helps the bulb prepare for next year by storing food. You can deal with the unsightly foliage by braiding it or burying it in the annuals you have planted around the bulbs. For valley climates, plant bulbs mid-October through November. If it's necessary, you can plant in December, but the later you plant, the less time the bulbs have to establish themselves before the cold temperatures set in for winter. Bulbs can also be planted in containers. Most bulbs can be left in the ground and oversummer, but tulips do not oversummer well. They have a tendency to rot with the continued irrigation. Ideally, they should be dug up and replanted next fall for best results. Now, Barbara will discuss the variety of bulbs.
Okay, this is the good part. Let's start talking about some of the more common and popular bulbs to plant in the fall. And of course, daffodils come to mind. Daffodils, members of the Narcissus family, erupt in shades of white and yellow, typically in March. They truly announce the arrival of spring. There are so many combinations of differing cup colors and petals. They also come in doubles and short varieties. We like to plant the bulbs in groupings rather than random single planting. And of course, they can be naturalized. Another one of my favorites is the Dutch iris, not to be confused with bearded iris, which are planted in the early fall from rhizomes. Those should probably already have been planted. Dutch iris are easy to grow bulbs and come in many shades of blue along with whites and yellows. They make great cut flowers for beautiful arrangements. And tulips, we all think of tulips in the spring. They usually are later spring bloomers, following the grape hyacinth and the daffodils. Again, the choice of color and form is endless. I like to see them planted fairly close together. Hopefully someday you will be able to visit one of the famous spring garden shows to experience the versatility of massive tulip plantings, such as the famous Keukenhof Flower Park in Holland. If you get to go, try to visit in April or May to see over 7 million different flower bulbs planted at once. And Cynthia, you mentioned that there are other flower parks that people may want to visit.
Closer to home.
Closer to home.
I've been to Holland, Michigan, and it was very impressive. They had acres and acres of tulips blooming when we were there. And also, I understand that there's beautiful tulip farms in the state of Washington. So it's a little closer to home and places that we might be able to get to.
Put that on your bucket list.
Yeah.
And as Cynthia said, some tulips are not reliable at returning the second year. So you may want to dig them up after they dry and save them. Or you can go back to the store and start fresh. Also, remember, they need the winter chill. So you can place them in your refrigerator up to 6 to 8 weeks. But store them away from fruits. Then there's the beautiful lilies, such as Asiatic and Callas. They can be planted in the fall, and they will give you a great return in the later spring. Another easy bulb is the anemone, along with ranunculus. Both of these make great cut flowers. I prefer the anemone due to a lighter flower head that has less tendency to droop. These look great planted together, as well as planted in pots. For these, it's a good idea to soak both of these in room temperature water for about 24 hours, which plumps up the bulb, and then when you go out to plant them, it's much easier to tell which side goes up. But again, if you can't decide, plant them sideways and they'll come up. And the next ones I want people to consider are what I call the tinies. There's beautiful crocus. They're available in many colors and are often the first to bloom. They are more impactful planted by the dozen, as well as the tiny grape hyacinth, which provides a carpet of 6-inch blue blooms in early to mid-spring. And I find that they spread easily, and I do not dig those up. I leave them from year to year. The last bulbs I'm going to mention are the alliums, a large family of bulbs for vegetable gardens that can be planted in the fall and includes onions, shallots, and garlic. And there also is a tall ornamental allium that requires little care and is great in a sunny spot in your garden.
I'm so happy you talked about crocuses and the little grape hyacinths. I actually planted them in my lawn, and they usually come up in February when the lawn doesn't look very good. And I love finding them, going out and looking for them. And the grape hyacinths has a really strong scent.
Yes, they're very versatile.
Reminder about the tulips, place them for pre-chilling in your refrigerator and not your freezer. Because I've heard of people doing that, thinking that they're going to quickly chill them. So remember, refrigerator, not freezer.
So what's growing in your garden right now? What's going on? What are you guys doing?
Well, I can say the mums are blooming right on schedule. I still have beautiful vincas. I'm into vincas right now. They are so easy to grow. Love the heat. Don't take much water. And I have them coming up year after year, maybe because we had a dry winter. But they are so happy right now that I wouldn't dare take them out.
And they come in different colors, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, many colors.
Yeah.
Yes.
Roses are doing beautifully right now.
Oh, my gosh. Mine looks so good.
Yep. It's always the first bloom and the last bloom. I figure are the prettiest. So right now the roses really look good because the weather's cooler, I think.
Yes.
The Shimers have been very busy. We have started to clean up. We've picked our butternut squash, our gourds, all of our pumpkins. We pulled the vines out. We have cut down all of the sunflowers. because we're getting ready to put a cover crop on. I'm anxious to see how well that will do. We're waiting on the rains, so it'll make it really great. But every year we like to till in some greenery. And then we've rototillered all of the existing beds, and we're ready for broccoli, cauliflower, and all those vegetables that we rely on.
Awesome. I'm raking leaves. When you have three fruitless mulberries in your yard, but that's okay because it gives me a lot of shade. Mm-hmm. So did you know you can leave your leaves in, I wouldn't leave it on the lawn, but leave them in the flower beds? That's what I do. I, you know, clean up the ones that are, you know, like on my steps and sidewalks and stuff like that. But I leave them in the flower beds, and it adds nice mulch there.
And it protects the fall bulbs. If you've got fall bulbs growing in there, it could cover them up and protect them.
And if we have frost, it helps protect stuff that's mm-hmm. in there too. Well, thank you, ladies. For more information or insightful tips and gardening hints, visit the Master Gardeners of Colusa County on Facebook or visit our website, cecolusa.ucanr.edu. Remember to sign up for our monthly gardening newsletter. A link will be in the notes of the show. Do you have a gardening question? Send an email to glhernandez@ucanr.edu. Cynthia and Barbara, thank you for joining me on another episode of our podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Thank you for listening to A Garden Runs Through It, a podcast of the UC Master Gardener Program of Colusa County, produced by RadioColusa.com. Until next time, keep your hands dirty.